This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That time, 7 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug is out this week on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is at our controls in Washington, D.C. And ladies, we are officially in charge now that Dougie is on vacation. Watch out! Who knows what will happen? But before we do that, before we cause any trouble, we will start with the trending story. This is one that I wish I could say is newly trending, but it has been trending for the last several months. And that is the focus on this caravan of mostly Honduran Central American immigrants who migrants, actually, who have walked from their country of origin to the Mexican border with on the south end, and then walked all the way through the country of Mexico, and now they are at our southern border and stationed just inside of Tijuana. There are thousands of people waiting to come into the United States, and ladies, we've talked about this over the last several days. Over the weekend, a group of about 500 of these migrants splintered off and actually tried to storm our southern border, and for a time, President Trump actually closed down the border for about 4 or 5 hours on Sunday. Now, it seems that the United States is not the only party that is upset by the behavior of these migrants who are not only trying to storm the border, but are also throwing bottles and rocks and things at Border Patrol. But they're also doing that to Mexican border officials as well. And Mexico has said that they are going to start to try to deport the migrants who acted illegally in trying to cross into the U.S. They said as many as 500 plus Central Americans attempted to illegally cross the border into the United States on Sunday. Those people will be deported. It was supposed to be a protest that was happening, a peaceful protest, but some of the demonstrators split off from the group and they tried to illegally cross into the United States by rushing through San Ysidro. That's the largest port of entry in the world. They climbed the fence. They tried to go through it. I heard one woman actually impaled herself in front of her children trying to climb the fence. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said some of its officers fired tear gas after some migrants threw projectiles at them. It also responded by temporarily suspending operations at the port of entry. The Interior Ministry of Mexico said that authorities are working to identify the migrants who attempted to cross the border in a violent way, and those that are identified as participating will be immediately deported. President Trump was tweeting about that, saying Mexico should send these people back expeditiously. And I think, Victoria, even though people want to turn this into a very political issue, you and I come from opposing political sides of the aisle, but I think we both agree that something needs to be done here and that this type of violent behavior isn't helpful to the migrants. It's not helpful to Mexico's law enforcement, and certainly not helpful to our Border Patrol who are trying to keep law and order at the border.
It's true. And, you know, I'm wondering logistically, what is going on at Mexico's southern border that allowed all of these people to walk all the way up
they
through Mexico?
No one's reporting on that. It's a great question. They stormed past the Mexican officials at the southern part of Mexico.
And doesn't it seem, I mean, Mexico's a big country, and so if they're heading, if they storm past the southern border, they've got a long way to go before they get to San Diego. Where was Mexico in the middle of all this? How do you not stop on, you have so many opportunities to stop an entire caravan of people, figure out how to keep everything under order, and figure out what's the right thing to do? Or do you think that Mexico just said, go on through, and go on up and let America deal with it? I don't know. But
it's a great question.
And then my other question would be that I also haven't heard anyone talking about, logistically, once again, like, what does deportation mean in Mexico? Do they drive you down to the southern border and then drop you wherever you, right there? or are they flying people back to Honduras? Like, what is that process looking like?
I know that they were going to fly them back. But again, you're right. That's another question that we haven't gotten an official answer on. Yesterday, and we talk about this a lot here, I not only host this program with you guys every morning, but I also do a couple of local shows in Southern California. And on my afternoon show, guys, I spoke to a person with the Border Patrol, a public information officer, essentially, for the National Border Patrol Council. He's from the local chapter 1613. And he was telling me about the conditions. And, there's been a lot of hysteria in the news. I mean, if you turn on the television, if you turn on cable news over the next several days, the story will continue to percolate about the tear gas and whether or not that was appropriate. And people, you had one senator.
And, those images are horrible.
Well, they're horrible, but you had one senator from Hawaii that said that this was a weapon of mass destruction released from America onto these people. That's a bunch of hooey. Tear gas is uncomfortable. It makes you, believe me, I don't want to have to feel it, but it's not a weapon of mass destruction. It's not designed to kill you. It's designed to disperse and move people away from an area that's not safe for them. The Border Patrol actually has the use, they can use lethal force if they have to. I thought this guy was saying, you should see the conditions that we're operating under. People are throwing rocks at our faces and at our heads. He said, that's not safe for us. And our Border Patrol agents still have to go home to their families at night. And instead of using lethal force or even violence or physical force, they thought that tear gas was the safest way to get the crowd to back up. Sure, it's uncomfortable, but it's not anything that's going to permanently damage somebody. And the way the media has been going after the Border Patrol, trying to... They're a group of people trying to do just their job. They're not political. They're trying to just adhere to the law of the land and recognize that our country has borders and it's their job to protect it. I think they're getting a really bad rap here.
Yeah, it's true. And I think the images, when you see specifically there was a woman, you know, and she's holding a small child and then there's another small child crying and then you see the tear gas smoke in back of them. And, you know, the images are, it looks like a war zone. And I think that that gets a lot of people really, really riled up, especially if you're not, I think people who live in border states probably have a different perspective than people like, you know, me sitting up here, you know, in the mid-Atlantic states. It's not something that's a pressing issue in my world, but it's very close to home for you. You're only, what, an hour from the San Diego?
Yeah, an hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a mess and it needs to be figured out. And the processing, people who even are approaching it the right way, filling out the paperwork, seeking asylum, where do they go while they're waiting for that process? So
they're allowed in. This is the thing about our asylum process that is broken, is that they're allowed into the country with a ticket, basically, that says report back to court in 5 weeks, and it's a crapshoot. 50% of them show up, and 50% of them just blend in.
Take a chance, and they never,
and never show up again. The problem with many of these migrants, and I thought this was interesting, too, I learned this from the person I spoke to at the Border Patrol. His name's Christopher Harris. He's been on cable news a lot over the last couple of days. He was saying that many of these people are not eligible for asylum because they've been previously deported. And if you've been previously deported, you're not eligible for asylum. So a lot of what's slowing things down is they're filtering through all these people, and most of them are not even eligible to come into the country, which is why you're seeing them rush the border, because they just want to sneak in. All right, we'll continue to follow that story. No doubt it will continue to be a big story for this week and throughout the holidays. But speaking of the holidays, guys, Christmas is exploding all over the White House, and we have an idea for a holiday gift for you. Power swabs help you and your family and loved ones leave a great lasting impression. Studies have shown that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature, and there is a perfect risk-free way that you can give you or maybe someone you love that perfect, beautiful smile. Power swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes a day. Power swabs are super fast, easy to use, and hygienist approved. They give up all those stains on your teeth, and they transform your smile. It's quick. 5 minutes a day. You crack open the swab, put it on your teeth, and that's it. It's an exclusive offer that we have for you, for DJV listeners only. It's not available online or in stores, so make sure you call and try Power Swabs today at 1-800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. 1797. Call now for power swabs, 800-208-1797. A beautiful smile for you and your family just in time for the holidays is waiting. Melania Trump decorating the White House. It is all red at the White House, and we'll tell you all about it next. It's the DJV show at 17 minutes past the hour.
Ugh, my feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Hey, you've been sitting in front of that fan for a while now, Deborah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because your lips are looking pretty chapped.
That's life on the open road.
Well, yeah, it would be, but we're in an office building.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Valid 11/22 to 12/118. Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/today. That's 4hims.com/today for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV show, and it is Christmas time, and Christmas time at the White House. The First Lady has unveiled the White House holiday decorations for Christmas 2018, and it's got a patriotic theme this year called American Treasures, Recognizing America's Unique Heritage. Last year, everything was all in white. This year, it's all in red. The White House is decked out with 14,000 red ornaments hanging from 29 trees. Thank God I didn't have to decorate those. There are also touches like white gingerbread house renditions of the National Mall, the Capitol, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the White House. And the White House Christmas tree is a tall Fraser fir Christmas tree in the Blue Room. It has 500 feet of blue velvet ribbon embroidered in gold with each state and territory on it. And it was hand-selected as the 2018 official White House Christmas tree by the National Christmas Tree Association, cut down from North Carolina and Avery County. The White House is open to visitors for the Christmas tour throughout the month of December. I would love to see this. And the White House also welcomes musicians, high school bands, holiday-themed entertainers to join in the festivities. Now, you say, of course, because it's Trump, there's some controversy, Victoria. What is it?
Well, the red trees, it seems they're red cranberry trees. It's a whole hallway. And so it just seems like there's a 50-50. People either love it or they think it just looks like Dr. Seuss.
I'll take it. The more Christmas for me, the better. The tackier, the better. Bring on the glitter. That's what I say. It is the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Golden days of yore.
Merry Christmas from all of us at the DJV Show. Doug is out on vacation this week. And Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort for you, getting you in the holiday mood. It is this time of the program where we are reviewing the top songs from Billboard for the top. Is it the top 100 songs for Christmas, guys?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Top 100 Christmas songs of all time since Billboard has been charting them.
We are working our way through the list, and we are officially at number 67. This is Michael Bublé. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. This is where I want to hang myself.
It's a lot of Bublé on this countdown so far, I have to say. Too much Bublé.
I like this. There's something about this song and I'll Be Home for Christmas that I think are just real bummers in between the Jingle Bell Rock and the Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize how many depressing Christmas songs there are. And I normally think of Michael Bublé as kind of like an upbeat, like has a jazz band in the back kind of guy. But like half of his Christmas songs are really slow and sad.
And if you're telling me to have myself a Merry Little Christmas, could you just turn it up a notch, Michael?
Yeah. Dial it up a notch.
All right, we've dispatched of Michael Bublé, but oh wait, he's not gone yet because number 66 on the list is Michael Bublé. This is Billboard's 100 Best Christmas Songs of All Time. This one is All I Want for Christmas Is You, made famous by Mariah Carey. Let's see how Michael Bublé does.
There's no sense in hanging stockings
there upon the fireplace. Cause Santa, he will make
snore.
Me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me.
Does he sound drunk, or is that just me?
Yeah.
He's
actually singing this song like Ryan Seacrest talks.
It sounds exactly like the other song. I just, if you're not going to do Mariah justice, just don't cover the song.
Don't try. All right, let's go on to the bigger, now we're talking. Bing Crosby is the king of Christmas. Here he is with Silver Bells alongside Carol Richards.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
Oh, yeah.
Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring.
Ting-a-ling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
That's the Binger, Bing Crosby and Carol Richards. Now moving on to number 64. Again, this is Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time. Number 64 is Carrie Underwood. Do you hear what I hear?
Dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
She's a beautiful voice and does a great job with some of these Christmas songs. Although, I guess we could brighten things up a little bit. I go into number 63 with guarded optimism because this will cheer us up, but it is maybe the world's most annoying song. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Gayla Peavy.
Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, number 63 on Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time. It is the DJV Show. Merry Christmas at 28 minutes past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
More and more these days, we're using our smartphones to make purchases. It's convenient, secure, and let's face it, we might forget our wallets at home, but we always have our phones. If you've got a Samsung Galaxy phone or Gear smartwatch, Samsung Pay is a quick and easy way to check out. Paul Brannon from Samsung explains.
Samsung Pay is a simple and convenient mobile payment solution. You know, frankly, I could leave the house now without my wallet, but I think I'd be hard-pressed to leave the house without my phone. So actually, Samsung Pay will have more global presence than a traditional tap-and-go NFC solution because the penetration of NFC terminals globally isn't as high. So if you're traveling abroad and you have Samsung Pay loaded onto your device, and they have the traditional mag strip, you can actually still use Samsung Pay.
More info is at Samsung.com/pay.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com. And stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republicans will now have a 53-seat majority in the Senate, having successfully defended a Mississippi seat in a runoff election. Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and
She is my prayer, says she, goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Political columnist Leslie Sanchez says Hyde Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote.
The biggest indicator was that double-digit lead that Hyde Smith had going into today. In most cases, you cannot make up more than 1 to 2 points as you get down to that last 48 hours to an election day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Show. Doug is on vacation this week. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen also joining us at our controls, keeping everything running smoothly on this program from Washington, D.C. And ladies, we miss Doug, but he rarely takes a vacation. Rarely. In fact, in the 12 years that I've known him, I think this is maybe only his third. So we give him the time when he needs it. He's out exploring the deepest, darkest parts of South America. We'll have all the details. He's climbing. He's backpacking. I don't even know. It's something that I wouldn't do, but he is having a great time. And we hope he's having a safe trip. Now, lots of stuff trending in the news. Victoria, what's on your mind?
Well, London is trending, so let's hop across the pond for London is calling. Yeah, and it's a bit of a bizarre story. So the mayor of London, his name is Sadiq Khan, he has announced a ban on junk food advertising on the city's public transit. Now, when I first saw this headline, I was like, he's banning junk food? I'm like, oh, okay. But it's not just junk food, it's junk food ads. So the ban covers food and non-alcoholic drinks that are high in fat, salt, and sugar. So it's basically soda. The mayor's office says food and drink brands and restaurants will still be able to advertise on the public transit, but only their healthier products will be allowed. So the ban is part of a larger push from the mayor to promote healthier lifestyles for children in London. He says they have a child obesity task force, and they've launched the London Food Strategy proposal, which will be published later in December. The mayor's office says almost 40% of London children between the ages of 10 and 11 years old are considered overweight or obese. It's one of the highest rates for all of Europe, and so the ban on all junk food advertising goes into effect February 25th. Now, I'm sure this will be met with lots of controversy in London, and of course, you know, someone, probably California, will try to do this next over here. But even as liberal as I am about a lot of things, I kind of feel a little weird about this. Like, are we really that incompetent on our own that we have to have a ban of pictures of Big Macs? Like, that's going to really do anything? I don't know. I thought this was just very heavy-handed.
I think we are that incompetent, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think so. I think that we all make bad choices, but those are us to own. I would say California, by the way, has tried to do a soda ban like New York did, where they tried to ban the size of soda you could buy. But Governor Brown, somehow, I don't know, someone from the Junk Food Commission of the world got a hold of them, and it died, because no doubt that would have been something that California would have had someone, a special interest, probably not gotten into the ear of Jerry Brown. It happened just a few months ago. But I take real issue with the fact that we're limiting advertising of these kinds of things.
It's right.
They're not actually limiting the consumption. They're not limiting the amount you can buy or the amount you can consume, which I would not also support.
It's
either,
treating
just for
the record. It like it's pornography, if you think
but
about
exactly.
it. Exactly. Censorship.
And does that help? I mean, look, parents are in control. I think of sugary cereals here and the idea that they were going to take cereal commercials off of TV in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays when kids are watching cartoons. Parents should be in control of their kids. If you want to give your kid sugary cereal, then you do it. And if you don't, is a commercial really going to make that much of a difference, or limiting and blocking a picture of a Big Mac? And you're right, making it the essential of naked pictures, which, by the way, are all over the media in England. Their media is very liberal.
Yeah, it's a toss-up, because on one hand, I do agree that parents should be in control of what their kids are consuming. But I also think of all the things that are kind of regular to us now that only exist because they were put into advertisements. So I think of, like, shaving legs. That was not a thing for a long time until someone put it in a magazine, and then suddenly it became a regular thing. And I'm not saying that shaving your legs is bad. In fact, I think, you know, now I'm used to it, and I think it's great. But
you know,
it's
just, right. I'm with you.
No, but I'm saying that things that are put into advertisements become the norm because people see it and then they think, okay, I should do this thing, when really, like, there's no reason to do it. There is no reason why we should be shaving our legs. Or, like, tobacco smoking, that was put into advertisements and people saw it and they thought, like, oh, this is doctor approved.
It's cool.
It's normal. Yeah. It's cool. We should do it. And I don't, like, I think that we should have a little bit of limitation on advertising. I think that it's not bad to go and look and see, okay, how is this impacting us as a society? And now we're used to seeing burger commercials all the time, and so we're like, oh, we're mad that they're taking them away. But, like, really, I don't know. Should we be having so many burger advertisements? I don't know that people are that smart and will judge that wisely. I don't know.
But if they're aiming, you can't pretend that it doesn't exist. I mean, hamburgers exist, and so whether you're buying them from a fast food place or not, and I would use the example you gave, of course, saying that doctors approve smoking and that smoking is good for you, that's something that happened in the 50s and 60s in our country. That was just wrong. That was medical science that hadn't caught up yet. But now you can't advertise cigarettes on television. You can't even advertise it, I think, in most print outlets. They limit the advertising of cigarettes. Has that stopped people from smoking? Actually, quite to the contrary. Young people love it because it's something that's been vilified and made taboo. If you're making a grilled cheese sandwich and a hamburger vilified and taboo, I would argue you're just making your problem worse.
What I'm saying is, I guess we have to think about the future. And so, yeah, now you can't have advertising for tobacco, but it's too late because it's already become a norm. So if we have all this advertising for stuff now, okay, maybe then we'll get rid of it. But in 20 years, it's still going to be around because it's a norm. And so I think that for some of these things, we have to think about it now and get rid of it before it becomes so, like, normalized. So maybe eating hamburgers or bad food, maybe it's too late for that. But I just think that there are other things that are unhealthy that we have advertisements for that maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing to get rid of some of the ads for it. I don't know. It's a toss-up. Obviously, we all have different opinions on it.
I'd ask you ladies about marijuana. Do you think we should have radio or TV advertising or print advertising for marijuana?
That's a great question, and that's going to be one that's going to be posed probably in a lot of states soon. So, well, you can't advertise for alcohol on radio, right?
You can do, I think you can do advertising
just
for
beer?
Alcohol.
Is it?
Beer and wine, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, beer and wine. So, I don't know, maybe marijuana will fall under the beer and wine category, or maybe it'll be considered more like hard liquor. Legal is legal. I don't know why they distinguish between beer and wine and hard liquor in advertising.
Cigarettes are legal. Hamburgers are legal in London.
Yeah.
So all of this is the question, okay, if one thing is, if we're not going to talk about hamburgers, then are we going to, where does it stop? I mean, if you look at anything in your life that you do in more than moderation, well, it could be considered to be bad for you.
Right.
You know, driving too fast. Are we going to stop advertising cars? It's a slippery slope, I think, when you start limiting people's ability to advertise and you start limiting people's ability to critically think for themselves.
Yeah. And I figured this would be an interesting story for us to all have opinions on, and, you know, and it definitely proved to be that. So, I don't know. I think I'm probably in the middle of the two of you. I do think that some limitations are good, but I don't. If they're trying to get 10- and 11-year-old kids to be healthier, they're not going to McDonald's by themselves anyway, so I don't know how effective it's going to be to remove junk food from public transit. I don't know.
It's a question that we will continue to ponder. But something that's not junk food, I want to tell you guys, we have been spending a lot of time talking about holiday gift ideas. We have another one for you here on the program. Omaha Steaks. Now, have any of you sent Omaha Steaks in the past?
I have received Omaha Steaks, but I have never sent them.
So this is like my new favorite gift because I have received Omaha Steaks now a few times. And if you haven't gotten it, it's so exciting. You know, the unboxing craze is huge all over YouTube, right? Everybody likes to do a video of them unboxing stuff. This box that comes from Omaha Steaks is incredible. It's like a small styrofoam, not even small, it's pretty good size actually, styrofoam cooler. And inside it is packed with goodies. And this is one of those gifts that pretty much everybody will like. Meat eaters in your life will love this because it's not, you know, a sweater. It's not something kind of boring. This is something that everybody likes to do, and that's eat. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers right here in the United States in Omaha. All the beef is USDA inspected for quality, and it exceeds the standards, so you can order with confidence. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher. It's world-class premium poultry, pork, veal, lamb, and world-class steaks and beef roasts. Try it. It's a really great gift. Lots of fun to give to yourself or to your loved ones. And $49.99 gets you all of those steaks, pork chops, chicken fried steaks, burgers, the side dishes, and, of course, the delicious caramel apple tarts. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter code DJV to get the deal. You'll save 74% on your order. Check it out, Omaha Steaks. I recommend it. Lots and lots of fun. It's a DJV show at 45 minutes past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. You may have it in your spice rack or enjoy it in South Asian meals. Turmeric is derived from a plant similar to ginger and has also long been used for medicinal purposes.
Turmeric has natural anti-inflammatory compounds called curcuminoids. And these curcuminoids have been associated with a positive effect on various diseases.
Mayo Clinic dietitian Anya Guy says those diseases include type 2 diabetes, obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, and cancer.
Although curcumin or turmeric has anti-inflammatory properties, if you are diagnosed with a condition such as cancer or diabetes, speak to your physician before taking the supplement.
Turmeric can be ingested in powder form or in mixes such as curry or chutney. So how much is safe to take each day?
Turmeric is considered to be safe at doses up to 8 grams per day.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV show, 47 minutes past the hour. Now, we're talking a lot about food, junk food, of course, Victoria. A new study out says that millions of diabetics won't have access to insulin by 2030. This is crazy, and this is because the number of people with diabetes is going up.
Yeah, and the price of insulin is also going way up. And so a lot of diabetics don't have access to that. And so they say that type 2 diabetics are going to increase from more than 400 million this year to 511 million by the year 2030. Wow. And they say of that number, 79 million are predicted to need insulin just to manage their type 2 diabetes. And if the current levels of access stay the same, the study says that only half of them will be able to actually get the insulin they need. So this is just, you know, this is, once again, the drug companies, this is where I call on our elected officials to keep them accountable and to figure out a way that we can have these drug prices brought down, because it's just, people are going to be dying. It's insane. We should not be living in America and people can't have access to insulin, of all things.
Yeah, and the study says it's not just Americans that'll have this trouble. These are worldwide. And our government will probably do what's right to keep American citizens safe. But the study recommends governments worldwide need to take the same steps to make insulin more available and affordable to those in need, especially poorer African and Asian countries where insulin can be scarce and mostly too expensive for many people. It is the DJV show at 49 minutes past the hour.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive.
and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out on vacation this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen holding down the fort. And I had no idea that I was doing so much in my life wrong. But apparently now, Victoria, there is a royal way to eat fruit. That's right. A lot of attention has been paid to how and what the royals eat, from the Duchess of Sussex's favorite foods to the many dishes the royal family enjoys around the holiday. But the daily dining habits of Queen Elizabeth are probably most closely examined tidbits of royal food fodder around. It turns out the Queen and the whole royal family have a kind of unusual way of eating everyday fruits, and clearly we are all doing it wrong, right, Victoria?
Apparently, yes. None of us are eating fruit as elegantly as the royal family. So this comes from one of the former chefs at Buckingham Palace, and he has a new cookbook out. So he was talking about, a lot about how the royal protocol is. You're not allowed to touch anything with your hands. So you can't touch
fruit with your hands.
No. So everything is eaten with a fork and knife. Every bit of fruit, everything. Now, the bananas are a little weird. So he says that in the kitchen, they pick the ripe bananas, and then they cut off both of the ends, and then they slice the peel down the middle. Once the peel is sliced, they then go inside, and they slice small rounds, and then put the peel back together. So it's presented on a plate, and then the royal diners use their fork and knife to open up the peel, and then they take a fork, and then they take out one bite at a time of the sliced banana. It's a very tedious way, I think, to eat a banana.
Yeah.
But The pears are very weird. So for pears, which I don't even know if how this is possible, but they say they slice the tops of the pears off, and then they eat it with a teaspoon like a boiled egg.
That's so weird.
That's
how
like
do
just
they eat this like the inside and leave the skin. The skin's nothing. It's flimsy. How would it?
I guess
it,
that's what I was thinking. I guess it must be the kind of pears that have like the harder, you know, like the thicker peel on the outside to hold it together. That's a lot. Well, for pineapples, this probably looks really pretty. Pineapples are hollowed out, they're sliced, then they're put back into the pineapple so that they can be lifted out with a fork and then eaten with a fork and knife. The garnish is even down to the garnish. They have, this is crazy. At the Royal Palace, the leaves that decorate the platters of fruit are picked from the garden, and each individual leaf is polished by hand before it gets used as garnish on the plates.
It sounds really crazy.
I mean, this is like dinner at my house every Sunday night. I don't know
car.
How you...
Yeah. I have bananas in the car, usually. Oh, my goodness. All right, so if you're eating fruit today, you're doing it wrong. Eat it like a royal, everything with a knife and fork.
And you know what the weird thing is, if you think about it? Meghan Markle now has to do all of this. After being a regular American, eating an apple or a pear with her hands and or a banana, now she has to eat fruit this way.
So
weird.
All right, as we continue on the DJV show, thousands of families across the nation are proving necessity is the mother of invention. Now America will decide which invention will take home a hefty grand prize. Smith O'Reo has more.
Being in the trenches of family life can really inspire you with ways to solve daily problems. That's why Frito-Lay Variety Packs asked families to send their best invention ideas in its second annual Dreamvention Contest. Thousands entered, and now one of five families will win the grand prize of $250,000. Rashida Boyd, Director of Marketing for Frito-Lay, has more.
We're amazed by the level of creativity behind this year's finalist inventions. We have the KidSafe Switch that senses when kids get too close to an oven or stove, and the robotic toy bin that picks up toys when the kids are done playing. There's also a nightlight called Glow the Way that guides you to the bedroom at night, Sleepy Heads, a device that holds your eyeglasses while you sleep to keep them safe, and Soul Riders, a specially designed shoe that comes with buckle-on attachments to speed up your child's daily walk to school.
Boyd urges everyone to see the Dreamventions for themselves and vote. You have until January 6th. To see all the finalists and cast your vote, head over to mydreamvention.com.
Rice Krispies is debuting its first new flavor in 10 years, Victoria. I don't know the last time I had Rice Krispies, but no doubt if you are a Rice Krispie treat person, this new flavor is going to be just for you. It's debuting for the first time in 10 years, a new flavor called Strawberry Crispy. I guess that would just be strawberry. And it'll debut in 2019. This flavor isn't as wild as a recently announced Sour Patch Kids cereal, but it definitely seems as if fruit-flavored cereals are now making a comeback. Trix even recently brought back its fruit shapes from the 1990s, and Kellogg's new Strawberry Krispies will be available for you to try in January. Boxes will retail for about $4. All right, quickly, ladies, favorite childhood cereal, Kara, go.
Reese's Cups. Or Reese's Peanut, Reese's Puffs.
How about
sorry. Reese's Puffs, whatever. How'd that get? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Victoria.
Lucky Charms, all the way.
Kara's having a seizure. I liked Lucky Charms only for the marshmallows, though. Mine was Frosted Flakes. Loved them. It's a DJV show, 59 minutes past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.